I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
What's up, guys?
Hi, everyone.
It's Hi.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another week of the Woman Splitting Podcast. This is Ray, and I am joined, as usual, by
Melissa
and Cheryl.
And a plate of balsamic vinegar
reduction.
I'm
about to rub my nipples on that thing.
Cheryl's getting really turned on by the balsamic reduction.
Seriously, all I can make eye contact with.
So good.
She's been staring at it and drooling
and
the whole time.
And just like peeking over my microphone, just like.
Cheryl brought in awesome drinks for her and Ray, and she brought me a push pop. Pounded that in 2 seconds.
You like shotgunned that thing.
I did shotgun it. Like, oh. And it hurt my brain.
Yeah. Oh,
so God, hard.
That was horrifying. That was
immediately followed
just
by
open your throat. Which is what normally happens after shotgunning anything.
That's true, right? Yeah.
So yeah.
Lesson learned.
We've got canned rosé and a push pop and some balsamic vinegar and all kinds of other
cheeses.
Lovely snacks.
Tomatoes.
Absolutely.
There's never not cheese at these
That's
things.
True. I don't think I've ever been to a cheeseless episode. I won't let that happen.
It's blasphemy.
That's true. We've had wineless. Okay, so I was going to say there's like this new trend with like true crime podcasts where like everything's like something in a drink, and they make fun of it actually in the newest episode of Done Disappeared, where he's making fun of podcast titles by like, he's like, oh, kombucha and killers and like all this shit.
Oh my God, that's like, hilarious.
I was like, we've had episodes without wine, but we've never had one without cheese.
Yeah, we should actually start just pairing them with
different cheeses.
100%.
I can be in charge of this, guys. Okay. If there was one thing I would be in charge of for this podcast, it's this.
The cheese pairing.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
So we recommend that you eat a lovely, what is this
port
cheese called?
Salute.
A port salute.
Or some fresh mozzarella
with this episode.
Fresh bruschetta. Cold mozzarella.
Draw yourself a lovely bubble bath.
Oh my fuck, guys. This is
amazing cheese.
This is my podcast.
So the balsamic drizzle is from an event I did last night. Mm-hmm. And couldn't find a babysitter last minute. So my husband and I brought our kids with us. 2.5-year-old Matilda. And we get into this big fancy room. And there's a couple microphones that had been used previous to our event. She ran straight over to them and was like, Mom, Dad, come watch me. And she sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and made us clap for her and then took a bow. And it was really cute. And then adorable. The event started. Yeah, it was absolutely adorable. The event started. There's people everywhere. It's a very classy event. And all of a sudden, Matilda had told one of my coworkers to follow her. And they were, you know, running through the crowd. And then all of a sudden, the microphone pops on.
Oh, no.
And we hear, let it go, let it go.
Oh, my God. She was serenading everyone.
So beautiful.
Followed quickly by my panicked coworker trying to turn the microphone on.
Just like a lot of like.
Yeah, exactly.
Kerfuffle noise.
And just luckily, tackle the baby. It was the cutest thing in the entire world, and everybody enjoyed.
Aww,
but it's also an event so that you see no children at.
Yeah. Like fully sweating.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, my child. And then at one point she was hiding underneath the food tables.
Yeah.
Grabbing ankles of old people. I was like, she's going to straight up kill somebody.
Oh my God. They're going to trip and have a heart attack?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm grabbing some bruschetta and something grabs my ankle from under the table.
She's going to get kicked.
That toddler's going to get punted across the room. Sorry.
Yeah.
Broken nose, Matilda.
Oh, no. No, I just like
ankle tickle.
I just love how like kids just give zero fucks about things. And I'm just like, I wish I could be that free.
Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, everybody clap now. Clap for me.
Clap for me, bitch.
I just sang for you. You fucking clap.
Let me touch your ankles. That's all I want to do is just impromptu sing and touch everyone's ankles. And why can't I do that?
Go up to strangers and be like, can you get me water? And then they're like,
okay.
I guess. Sure. Follow me, I guess. You know? Like, to ask your mother. Like, I'm sorry. Thank you, everyone, for serving my child tonight. I didn't know she was soliciting drinks.
She's like, I like a Manhattan.
Right.
Now.
Exactly.
I can't ask my mother for this. Let me touch your ankles.
Yeah.
Let me touch your ankles.
What about, how was your week, Cheryl? Anything interesting?
Well, we went down to Mesquite and that was kind of fun. Ooh. We bought a lot of liquor, went to the burger restaurant. Gordon Ramsay's thing.
Is that Mesquite?
We stayed in Mesquite, but then we just went down to Vegas for one day.
I saw that and I was like, ooh, we got to go there.
It was really good. It was really expensive once you buy all the things.
Sure.
So we were in Vegas for just a couple hours. That was fun. And then we just got like white girl wasted in the condo. It wasn't very warm. I thought I'd be warmer, but it wasn't. So we just like watched a lot of true crime and just ate really terrible food.
And just
like a deep dish pizza.
Yes. Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, seriously. It was just like, fuck it.
I'm just picturing like both of you, even Alex, like sitting there wearing Uggs and like with like a mask, like a beauty mask on. Uh-huh. And just like, oh girl, don't get in that car with Ted Bundy.
Seriously. And his favorite chair is down there. Like it's such an old man thing. There's like a recliner that he's like obsessed with. And so he like makes eye contact with it when we walk in the door and then walks over to it, gets in. And he's just like, will not get out of this fucking recliner for the life of him.
Does he make a dad sound when he like
and I'm always like,
rest pops up.
Do you want to have sex in it or anything? And he's like, what if we break it?
It's for
my
relaxing.
Favorite chair.
Yeah, man, don't mess around.
Fine. We'll just have normal sex in a bed.
Like old people. Not exciting recliner.
Not in your
sex.
Cool leather recliner.
Wait, so have you guys been to where did you stay?
It's in Mesquite. His grandmother has a condo down there.
Oh.
And so we just go and stay in it. Sometimes.
I was gonna say, I was like, do you stay at the same hotel, like in the same room every time?
No. Or like a favorite chair.
How does he have a favorite chair?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
But then it took 8 hours to get home because of a blizzard and I cried and took a lot of anti-anxiety medicine. So it's fine.
That's
we're
scary.
Alive. It's okay. How was your week, Ray?
Nothing really exciting to report at all, actually. I'm like even trying to fucking remember what I did.
Okay.
It was just the longest week and I was so tired all the time. And I basically would like come home and just be like, okay, good night, and like go to bed.
That sounds lovely. When I've given up on the day, it's almost my favorite kind of day. Like when I get home and I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking do anything. I'm getting right into bed.
Yeah. You're like,
you bring me food.
Fuck this day immediately and good night.
I'm gonna eat lying down.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even sitting up.
No shower. It's okay.
We did though. Oh, so we had a shitty movie night here last night, actually. It was my turn to choose the movie, and we have this thing where we choose like a genre. And it's literally like randomized, like you pull them out of a hat kind of a thing. And the genres that I had were romance and drama. And I was like, oh, like romance, drama, that's like, because what, you know, the movies you have are like really intense ones or they're like The Notebook or ones that are like cheesy and not that fun to watch. And so then I was sitting there trying to think of like a good movie to bring. And I immediately was like, oh my God, 50 Shades of Grey. Of course.
Yes.
Shitty movie.
Of course.
Did everyone just love it?
No, they hated it right away.
Yeah, but like a love hate.
Well, it was kind of funny because I love hate watching that movie.
Yeah.
And like,
so
Nicole
was
there.
Ruin it.
Yeah, and Nicole was there and she loves hate watching that movie, but all the guys were just like really
like tapped
mad.
Out.
They were like mad that I was making them watch it. And the funny thing that kept happening was like, so there's a thing like anytime there's boobs, like we'll like drinking game wise, we'll like drink if there's
titties.
Boobs.
Yes.
And so I kept being like, boobs, you guys, but
guys.
Boobs. And they're just like, no, you ruined boobs for us. This is terrible. I can't even enjoy these boobs because I'm just so mad about what's happening. And so I was like,
that's how I felt about that fucking Lady Gaga movie you forced upon me. I was horrified.
That wasn't my choice.
Everyone what in
movie?
The world. That fucking
Star
movie.
Is Born.
I don't want to like ruin it. Did you love it?
I didn't hate it.
It was fine.
No, yeah. I don't like romance and then like ends with a terrible makes you feel bad.
Sure.
I don't need any of that in my life. Lady
I agree.
Gaga.
I guess I'm just like obsessed with the Barbara Streisand one. So I'm like, and this is even better.
I had no idea that it was a remake.
Yeah.
At all. I was like,
I've never seen the OG.
I don't know.
Well, they talk about it like it's a brand new script in all the interviews. They don't once bring up any of the previous movies.
Weird.
But I just want everybody out there to know that I ruined boobs for four straight guys by making them watch 50 Shades of Grey.
That takes
so if y'all
talent.
Thought that was going to be sexy.
Yeah. I mean, it's fairly sexy. I mean, it's a terrible. But it's got some nice boobs.
The whole I know, problem. But it's poorly written. It's, yeah. And it acted the.
Well, especially for makes people it that, so great. Right.
So, you know? Well, the thing about like the BDSM in that movie, and I know that like people in the BDSM community are like they get really mad about it
because it doesn't represent their community at all.
Because like it's basically he's like I'm into like kinky sex, but then it's,
he's
like,
a total
this thing
creep about it.
Yeah, it's like he's like ashamed by it.
Yeah,
and it's like it's sort of presented as like being perverse, and she's like. Just kind of going along with it because like she likes him, but he's like controlling outside of the relationship, which is why it's problematic. Like it's just like the whole concept of the movie and like the script and everything is just gross.
Mm-hmm. I do want to agree with
which
you,
is why you
and
can't
be
really
clear
enjoy
that
the
I
sex.
Agree with you. Yeah. I don't love it in a kind of way. I love it to hate it so very much.
Right. Yeah, I think that if you just watched the sex scenes like and didn't know the context of everything else, you might be like, "Oh yeah, those are kind of hot."
Oh yeah.
But then like immediately afterwards, you were like launched into some fucking stupid scene where he's a creep and yeah. you're just like, "Ugh!" like immediately.
He's the
like
worst.
Loving to hate Twilight at a different age group.
I walked out on Twilight when it first came out. I was like 18 or something. I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
I'm done.
Those what is
are I was like, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Don't need any of that.
But it was funny because like they also kept all asking me, like, well, is that this how it is in the book? And I was like, I've never fucking read that book. Like, what do you think I'm doing in my spare time? Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Okay, so I read the first chapter when it first came out and everybody was like, blah, 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 I love this. And I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm into some fucking romance shit. Why not? Yeah. And then I think it was like chapter 2, they had talked about his fucking tie. Or, like, something.
His purple tie.
Yeah, it was just, like, over and over, like, oh, my God, the tie again is so hot, Christian Grey. And I was, like, I made a deal with myself. I was, like, okay, if they mention his tie one more fucking time, I'm out. And they did, like, the next fucking page. And I was, like, I'm done. And I, like, threw the book. I was, like, I can't. Yeah. I didn't even get to, like, the terrible parts. It was just, like, all about ties for the first, like, 30 pages. And I was, like, no.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck?
And I'm definitely not going to judge anybody for enjoying like trashy books or movies because they are very enjoyable.
I'd like to get into
watch.
Oh, but I need to get into like a real trashy book.
Oh man,
yeah, go buy yourself one of those like Danielle Steele
There's
novels
like a lot of,
at
like,
the drugstore
action that
has like a Fabio looking motherfucker like with his shirt open on. Just go get
is
one of those.
Like my biggest problem with it is that my mother-in-law reads them.
Ew.
Like she can't stop. And when I try
it's
to
like
set
drugs.
Her up on a date or something,
perverse.
Then she's like, I'm not interested in him because he's not
ripping his shirt open.
Yeah.
And
no, it's so bad. So I have such a negative like reflex for any of those things because of how insane her list is.
It's like
is.
Her with porn or no, like guys being like, well, she doesn't have a double D rack and wants to spank me with a spatula.
It's so bad.
Like, what?
She's like, he needs to be tall, dark, and handsome. I was like, girl, you're
that's
like a
reality.
Nice person, but
you're like
also
60.
Not blonde and thin and busty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Take and give. A little take and give.
Then she's like, no, there's no spark. I was like, the spark is a lie. I mean, it's real and it's awesome, but
it has to build
a fire. Yeah. I don't know.
I love where you're going with this. The like descriptive words.
Yeah.
The spark with the fire. You gotta build it.
I get so angry talking about romance novels.
You have to put the kindling on the fire to grow the spark.
Exactly.
You gotta blow on it a little. Yeah. Some air in there.
Yeah.
Like you don't meet somebody and like bat your eyes and then. You're boning in public.
And then there's a spatula. Yeah.
Take a minute.
Yeah.
Take like 5 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
I was going to the airport and he didn't come to the airport and run through
carriage.
It. And like shout at me like, don't leave. I love you.
Yeah.
Like,
so no, I'm fine with it as long as there's not an unrealistic expectation that all of a sudden becomes hardwired in your body and stops you from having like good
relationships
with anybody. Anybody.
Totally.
Let's get into these questions.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome back. That was banter. That was the banter portion of the episode.
Practiced.
We're saying welcome back to ourselves. Yeah. Come back.
So we have a couple of questions here from listeners about lady bodies.
Lady bodies.
I've got one of those.
Lady bodies. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, why do all women love scalding hot showers?
I don't know that that's every woman, is it?
I mean, I do. So I don't know.
I do too. I do too.
I actually don't.
Every woman.
I don't know of a woman that's ever said that they don't. So
it's true. I don't know of anyone.
And I'm generally always cold, and I've always taken like really hot showers, even in the summer.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And I'll say that I'm like, I'm gonna go warm up and take a scalding hot shower. Yeah. And Ben always gets mad because it's only gonna make us colder when we get out.
True.
He's like, if you take a lukewarm or even slightly cold shower when you get out, you'll be actually really warm. And I'm like, never.
I honestly, mine are so hot.
How dare you?
No.
That I think it might be unhealthy.
It absolutely is not good for your skin.
Yeah, it's terrible. Myself.
Yeah.
Like, I am weak. Like, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like I might throw up.
You were just in a sauna, like, basically in, like, a steam room.
I don't get unread from my face for, like, 45 minutes. And that's when I know I'm like, oh, I've cooked my insides. And I just have to, like, lay down. Just go to sleep.
Have I maybe gone too far?
That's seriously me every single night. Like, I just take a hot enough
bath. Is there something
that I just go to sleep?
It's almost erotic, like you've choked yourself out a little bit in the shower.
You're just like, oh,
so I feel faint. I literally have like a system so that I can have the hottest fucking bath. So I'll make it like a lukewarm because my problem is I can't get in with my feet. My feet are too cold. Yeah. It takes like 10 minutes. It's like a whole hullabaloo.
Very sensitive.
I want to get in and I'm mad at myself. And then you have to put cold water in and then you're mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I do like a lukewarm, get fully in, half tub full. And then I just turn it all the way hot. So then I slowly like burn my skin off
like
and fill the tub all the way up.
You're slowly boiling yourself.
Yes. Slowly boil me. Ladies out there, try that. It really works if you have a hard time getting into your cooking bathtub.
I know that you were feeling like emotional when we were talking about the balsamic vinegar, but talking about a hot shower is getting me so excited to just like go home and take a scalding hot shower.
I have had multiple dermatologists. I have really dry skin and I have multiple dermatologists tell me like,
stop it.
Don't take hot showers. Yeah. Like it's really bad for your skin. And I'm just like, but I'm gonna do it.
You can't stop me.
And they're like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't stop me.
We had
it so much harder than you stop it.
So great.
We had a plumber come and like fix our my handle in my shower was like dripping and leaking and wasn't.
This all sounds like sexual innuendo.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
I had a plumber come in and fix my leaking handle.
My leaking handle. Oh, that sounds like a situation.
This is my trashy porno.
So he fixed it, but like whatever he fucking did, the water does not get as hot as it used to, and it makes me so angry. And I'm just mad every time I have to take a shower.
All you have to do is go down and adjust
the heat
on your
water heater.
Water heater, yeah.
Well, that was the other thing that Ian said. Like while he was here,
did he touch that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the.
That's the problem. Okay. Yeah, because Ian was like, yeah, he looked at a couple other things and like looked at the water pressure and like did this and like tweaked a couple other things while he was here.
Why would he turn it down? Like, who do you think you are?
Because it's bad for your pipes to have like really high water pressure. Anyway, what?
But the heat. So the heat is a different gauge. Yeah. So you can control the heat of your water at all times. Mm-hmm. Like if you have like a baby that can like touch valves, you don't want to have your heat. Well, whatever, Melissa, if you want to keep your water.
It's very hot.
But like that would be a reason like you would want to turn it down as if they were to like do the hot water side, then they don't burn their face off. But baby, burn your face off because like, I'm keeping my shit.
Mama needs a shower.
Well, maybe because I think he tweaked some other things. So I might have to like look into what's happening. But I'm like, I'm mad every time I have to take a shower now.
Do
so
it
I'll be
right
sitting
now.
There.
Like, is it not in
I
that
think
closet?
There was one point.
It was in that closet right over
there.
I'll do it.
Pause the podcast. I got to go turn on my water.
Because there was a point when we first moved into our house that I'm like, the water's not getting hot enough. I don't know if I can clean my body like this. And Ben just went down and like fixed, you know, turned the heat up. And then I was like,
burn me, bitch.
You're like,
there you go.
Your skin is melting.
Rotating
off.
In the shower.
In the shower.
Like
burn my back, burn my front.
Last night, I was drawing myself a bath and I'm getting in. I didn't do my classic half fill and then get in. I didn't have enough time. I was like running around the house. So I got in like full hot.
Oh.
And I'm like lowering my ass in and I like just sit down and Alex is bringing me a rosé in a can. And I know. And I'm sitting down and I just like put my head to my knees and I was like, And Alex is like, oh my God, are you okay? Do you need help? And I was like, no, it's just so hot. And he was like, well, why'd you make it that hot? I'm like, no, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so
good.
It burns
so good.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You're ruining this moment for me. Leave the rosé.
Leave the rosé. Get out.
Get out.
That reminds me. The other day I was like, I'm going to go. I think I might just go like take a bath for a minute. And I was like bitching about it though, because I'm like, the water's gonna be cold, because blah. And I'm like, and anyway, so I was complaining to Ian about it. So I go upstairs, I like fill the bathtub, and I get in, and it was like lukewarm, and I was like mad about it, but I was like hurrying because I'm like, seriously? I'm pissed that I'm in this like lukewarm bathtub. Then I get out and start draining it, and I come out of the bathtub, and Ian has come up the stairs with like a kettle of boiling water. And he was like, oh, you're already done? And I was like, yeah.
And you're like, are you here to burn me?
Yeah. He's like, oh. No, but he was like, oh, you're already done? I boiled some water for you so you could have a hot bath.
That
was like,
the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Wasn't it so cute? I was like, that's really sweet.
Ian?
I know. Anyway,
I felt right now. I feel like I need to go give him a high five.
It was super cute, and I felt bad the reason why I took a short bath was because I was pissed at how cold the water was.
Seriously, right now, go fucking fix that thing.
Just quickly looked up the Reddits. Why do women use boiling hot water in their shower? And the top comment, there's a lot of like, we're practicing about when we're burning in hell and all that stuff. Like washing away our sins, burning them off and stuff. But this is the best one. Women are reptilian in nature. If their body temperature falls beneath a certain parameter, they enter a state of pseudo-hibernation and slow down like alligators in
That's
spring.
That's exactly correct.
Hot showers raise their body temperatures that as well sense. As their energy levels, which is actually very true.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I'm very reptilian. I just need a warm light on me at all times.
Oh my God, now I'm having a visual of you and your cats lying together on a rock under
We'd be all sprawled and all purring. I don't know why I'm purring, but I am. I'm just like naked and
Because you're
and
so
happy.
Warm and comfortable.
Yeah. Turns into this voice. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Is the answer to that question. We love scalding
and life is fucking hard and we deserve a hot bath.
And if you're a girl that doesn't, I want to know who you are.
What are some things that only girls have to deal with concerning grooming and or their daily routine?
All of it?
Yeah, I was going to say. Like
eyebrows?
That's I mean, it's hard because a lot of men do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have different grooming things depending on how far they want to go. And, you know, nowadays women are... cannot shave their armpits and legs and it's pseudo okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess like only women. Bras?
I mean,
Vagina stuff?
Vagina stuff.
Stuff for vagina.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say like tampons.
Yeah.
General, vagina cleanliness. Because really everything else is sort of like you can take it or leave it, right? Because I was trying to think, I'm like, eyebrows, waxing, plucking, like full body, like hair removal.
Yeah, but I know men who.
Yeah, that I'll do all those, even makeup.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
really
now,
interchangeable.
Yeah. Now, you're right. To a degree, women don't have to do any of that stuff if they don't want to. And some men choose to. Some men like to, like, go get groomed. They like to remove their body hair. They like to exfoliate.
Yeah.
They have, like, a full skincare routine.
Right.
Some guys, like, wake up and just, like, splash their face with cold water and, like, walk out, you know?
And look like they've spent 5 hours
Some girls do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like, about hair removal, we are, like, so much tougher when it comes to hair removal because we've had it all done.
Yeah.
Like, I bought
we've been doing it for so long, but it still freaking hurts.
It still hurts. I have so I used to like wax my upper lip, but it always like irritated my skin and like caused ingrown hairs and all this shit. So I stopped doing it. So I bought this like epilator wand, which is like a spring, and you basically like pinch it and you roll it over your hair and it just pulls out all of your hairs
individually. It's basically threading.
It's kind of like threading, but you can do it at home.
Nice.
This sounds horrifying.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And so I just sit there like while I'm watching TV and just roll this thing across my face, like my whole face. It fucking hurts really bad. But I'm used to it and I'm used to having my whole face threaded and my eyebrows threaded and whatever. So I'm like, oh, whatever. So I just sit there and do it. And Ian was like, oh, I want to try that because he, like, he wanted to try it on, I can't remember where. And I like went over and like did it like on one hair and he was like, fuck, ow. He's like,
well,
no,
they're like,
that's
no, men have tougher hair, so it hurts worse. And you're like,
no,
absolutely not.
Pussy.
It's you just have to get used to it. Like, everything hurts waxing hurts the first time.
When I still use like Nair a little bit. Oh. And it's basically a chemical burn, right?
Yeah. Oh, fucking Nair is
I've like so never stinky. Pulled any hair out of anything. Oh, wait. No, my eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
But still not a whole lot. Like I don't anything. Nice. I shave my legs.
But what about, like, your face and your mustache? Or do you not have one, you bitch?
Not, yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's, like, a shadow. And I'm like, is someone going to tell me the day that I need it? Because, like, I don't.
I mean, I can't.
You feel a little fuzzy?
Well, I can definitely, like, feel. I don't feel anything. Like, I feel.
Every once in a while, like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. No, the worst is, like, the older you get, it's the chin.
You get, like, one.
I don't have. I don't know.
You are lucky because I started getting chin hairs.
But will one of you tell me the day that I need to do this? Yeah, yeah. I asked Alex and he was like, I don't think so. And I was like, who's going to tell me?
If you feel like you don't need to do it, then don't do it. Yeah. But like I'll get these really like long, coarse, like black hairs. It'll just like go straight out of my chin. And I'm just like, and I'll just be sitting there at work and I'll like touch my face and go, fuck. And I have a pair of tweezers in my purse for this exact reason.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the girls from Girls Girls does that too. She keeps like a pair of tweezers in her car to like just go to town.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop that.
I've actually started doing like on those because it's just like one or two hairs on like my chin or sometimes like in my mustache that are just where it's like
rogue
a
hairs.
It's just a rogue hair that's like jet black and like super so thick.
Weird.
And I'm like, fuck this hair. And so I started actually going and just doing electrolysis on those because it's like the only electrolysis is the only permanent form of hair removal and it's really easy to just do.
You only
like
have to do it one time.
Hairs. Yeah.
Oh, it's just one hair. Do you pay per hair?
No, you pay. Well, the place that I go, you pay X number of dollars for like 30 minutes and they'll just do as many hairs as they can in that 30 minutes.
But don't mess around. Stay focused.
It's a needle and they stick the needle in your hair follicle.
I'm okay without that.
And they send an electric zap through the needle and it kills your hair. Your root.
No.
But it hurt. Yeah, actually, that was probably the most painful thing that like I've ever done was that. But it's worth it to not have like
a rando
a hair. Rando hair that just pops up everywhere. And it's funny because I have like a couple more that I'm like, oh, I need to go get these taken care of. But the problem is that you can't. You can't pluck it.
Do you, like, zap one and then it comes out somewhere else?
I swear to God that's what happens. You can't really, like, shave or, like, pluck it before you go get the electrolysis. You have to wait for it to grow out so they can see it and, like, pull it out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't just walk around with a giant, like, hair sticking out of my chin.
Yeah,
I always end up caving and plucking them and then I'm like, so maybe one day.
It is very stressful.
It is. Anyway, that's maybe one thing because like if a guy actually
sensitive skin.
Rando facial hair and women don't have to remove their facial hair, obviously, if they don't want to, but like it's okay for guys to not. Like some guys like to be clean shaven and they don't want to have scruff or they don't want to have a beard.
And they could grow a mustache or chops or you know.
Yeah, they can do
but
what
I
they
think
want.
Boys get other things waxed and removed and shaved.
Oh yeah,
like
totally.
Downtown or their back or
general manscaping preferences
exactly.
I'm so afraid to wax. It's like on my top of my list of like my skin is so sensitive. I feel like it's just gonna come off.
I can't really wax because I will get a rash.
I don't want a rash. Should I like try waxing a different part of me first to see if
we'll go to
rash?
A professional and have them prep your skin
because
they know and all the different types of skins and can be very sensitive.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably. It fucking
hurts. Take a Valium.
Yeah.
Go have it professionally done.
Okay. Okay. So what did we decide that some things that only girls
vagina
have to deal with?
Just vagina stuff. Yeah. Everything else is up to them.
Third question is, how do you counter body image pressure created by the world?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it takes like constant self talk to battle just depending on how you're feeling and some days you're like whatever I got this and then next day you're like oh no
like, it's not looking in mirrors all the time.
It's
have to
less
stop
mirrors.
I
have a friend who doesn't own a single scale and she hasn't in like 20 years and loves it.
I don't weigh myself ever.
That's really great.
And if the doctor weighs me, I turn backwards.
Yeah.
I get so mad. I've been to the doctor like two times in the last little bit. And I'm like, I've got kind of like a lot of clothes on. Like, can I just like derobe in? Like, I've got like big boots on and things. I'm like, can I just disgusting.
I have large breasts. Do you mind if I just somebody hold those for a second?
These like, weigh at least 60 pounds, like, and my shoes are 20, shoes and my jacket is like 10.
Five so. Pounds. I'm like, wearing can a you just steel deduct that?
Clip in my hair. Yeah. That's a good 50, so I'm like, honey, hold my keys. Those are at least 15 pounds.
Take it all.
Idiots.
Yeah, I don't keep a scale in my house for good reason, but I do like frequent the gym just to weigh myself. I'm like, I just have to use the bathroom.
One second. Back. Anybody have a quarter?
I stopped doing that because diets don't work for me, and I sort of – and I just know that like exercise is actually not effective at – weight loss. It's all about like your diet. It's like exercise does all these great things for you, but it's actually not a good way to lose weight. And right. So I'm like,
well, and
well,
the
I'm
scale
not stress
isn't
out about it.
Measuring the right things.
Well, yeah, because you're gaining
body,
by
yeah, there's body fat percentage, right? Like some people are just like heavier muscle. Than other people. Muscle yeah. weighs more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just am like, yeah, I don't.
You got to do the BMI thing.
Yeah,
that like so tank it doesn't matter deal where you float around and they tell you you're obese.
Yeah.
Just
like,
yeah.
I think another thing too is like not talking about it, not talking about diets, not talking about what you're eating or not eating or doing or not doing. It's a constant conversation, whether it's positive or negative. You know, you lose weight and then everybody's like, oh, great, you look so amazing. And then you realize that all of – there's just a ton of focus on
– the way you look.
The way you look or that relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, changing the subject and being – having friends and family that will talk about other things is really helpful in maintaining that as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I just don't talk about it. Like, if I want to go work out or exercise or, like, walk more, it's because I want to feel better or not because I necessarily want to look better.
We accomplish something really great.
You yeah, know? Right, exactly. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I, like, just went and, like, rode my bike for an hour and that was really fun and relaxing and, like, made me feel good.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't even look at how many calories I burned. Like, people are super into, like, their Fitbits where they're like, I burned 1,200 calories today.
What the fuck? Who's that?
Like, everybody.
1,200 calories? That's all the calories I'm allowed to eat in one day.
Well, no, that's not
– I'm like, what do they do? Tell
men.
Me.
Well, it's actually – so my coworker was telling me that she would get really mad because she'd look at her Fitbit and she had burned, like, maybe, you know, 700 calories or something. And then her husband was like, oh, I burned 2,500 calories today. And then she'd get pissed. And I'm like – yeah, because he's a man and they just burn more calories.
I swear to God, when Alice and I go to the gym and he'll be like, I burned this many. And I'll be like, oh, I burned this many. He's like, oh. And I'm like, haha, you realize you weigh twice as much as me. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed, like, in my mind. Like, I understand how math and our bodies work, but I'm just like, I should win.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, even just not like with weight and diet and stuff. Keeping up with trends and keeping up with the, like, eyebrow shapes. Just, like, anything like that.
Trendy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. It's like you want to keep up on it because you want to look good for yourself, for your friends, whatever. But also not getting down on yourself.
It's a journey. Like, you're never just – you don't wake up one day and just be like, I'm perfectly happy with myself and everything is great and I don't hate anything about me. Like, that's just never going to happen.
Nope.
Like, some days you might wake up and be, like, feeling yourself and go, like, ooh, I feel good today. Like, I put these pants on. I look good. My hair is, like, doing all the right things.
Yeah.
And then the next day you might wake up and be, like, oh, my God, like, these pants don't fit me. And, like, my boobs look weird. And, like,
I swear to God, pants not fitting right. Like, literally will ruin a day so fast.
If you have pants that don't fit, just get rid of
them. Just get rid of them. Just put them on a different shelf. Like, stop putting them on.
I know. I used to save. I'm like, one day I'll fit into these pants. And then I just would have, like, pants that I couldn't fit into that they were my, like, one day pants. And I was like, no, fuck this. I'm just going to take these.
I have a whole shelf.
I know. I just had to, like, get rid of them because I'm like, I just can't. Do that to myself.
Buy yourself a new pair of pants.
I've done that before, though. I've like gained the weight, and then I was like, "Oh, well, I'm not gonna need any of these old clothes before." And then I lost the weight, and I was like, "Oh, I don't have any clothes anymore." And then I like gained the weight again, and I'm like, "Okay, there's a shelf now."
I guess. I mean, there's a difference between like maybe your pants. It's like one size difference, but if it's like four sizes different, then it's like no, just fucking get rid of those pants and get ones that fit.
It's not all about being healthy in what you eat and what you do, but also like how you think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because God, I can really be so terrible to myself and just in my head and then be eating so great and within my calories and working out every day, but then shit talking so much in my brain, and I'm like, so easy to go down that path.
Well, that's like where eating disorders come from, right? Like someone could weigh 90 pounds and still think they're fat. Like it's a lot of it is mental.
Yeah.
Well, and we, you know, I think we ascribe this behavior and this mental behavior, especially to teenagers. You know, we started thinking about all these things when our bodies started changing, and that's when we. And we tell teens, like, don't worry about it. You know, like, when I was your, if I could go back, I'd say, stop worrying about it and stuff.
God, that's so
but
easy.
What we don't say is that in 30 years, you're still going to be thinking about this. Mm-hmm. So don't just not worry about it. Let's figure out how to combat these things that are happening in our heads so that in 50 years, you're not exhausted, that you still haven't stopped thinking about the same things.
Yeah.
And you just assume as a teenager that when you go to college, you'll stop being this insecure about your body, you know, and what you look like, when it happens even to those that are like in every part of their lives, whether they're
totally,
you know, at home or working or just like every single thing. We're still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I would say like you never stop being completely insecure about it, but you also react to things differently because you realize like other stuff is more important. So like when you're a kid and like you get a zit or something and it's like this big noticeable zit, you're like, oh my God, I can't even go to school because like what the fuck, like everyone's gonna be talking about my zit. And now like I'll still get like one random giant zit where I'm like, oh fuck, like I gotta go. Well, like I still have to go to work though, I can't just not go to work because I have a zit. And then you're just like, well, whatever. Like everyone's looking at
this happened.
And I'm insecure about it, and I'm gonna continue putting cover up on it throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I'm still just gonna live my life and try to not think too much about it.
You're not even gonna remember it yourself. So it's like why waste all this like mental capacity on like worrying about something you can't change?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the new job that I have when I started, like we have a lot of people who work remotely. So I do a ton of like video conferencing. And when I first started doing that, I was like, oh my God, I've never looked at myself this much in my whole life because.
Oh, you should cover it.
You have like the picture in picture. And I would find myself like getting obsessed with looking at, like not looking at the person I was talking to, but looking at me to make sure I looked okay. And like, oh, am I sitting up straight? And like, is the lighting good? And like, is my hair weird? And like, what? And then finally I'm like, I'm just going to turn that off because like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what I look like. I'm just having a conversation with this person.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, who cares? Or like, we would be in a big conference room and I'd be sitting there like hunched over my laptop and I'd be like watching the meeting later, like a recording of it, and be like, ugh.
God, no one should ever look back at that.
So you have that's the thing is you have that moment where you're like, oh my God, I looked like that during the meeting, but then you're like, but that wasn't the point of the meeting.
Yeah. I got called up in front of our last giant company meeting. And I was like talking to everybody and being really animated. And then they posted pictures of it to like the internal site. And I was like, nope. No.
Yeah.
None of these.
I hate pictures of myself.
Well, then, you know, taking pictures of your family and friends and stuff. If I'm always the one behind the camera, to convince myself that when I'm making our little like family book at the end of the year, that I don't have like 800 photos of Ben and his children.
Oh, that good father. Okay. Him.
Yeah. I also was there clearly and love my children.
I know getting over that looking at, well, it's the same thing with actually hearing your voice. Like people
took a long time.
Yeah. When people hear their voice, they're like, ooh, that's what I sound like. And that's how I feel about, I mean, I'm used to my voice now, obviously, but people do that when they look at pictures. And I still do that when I look at pictures where I'm like, is that what I look like? And so I just hate pictures of myself. But you're right. That's like, if you don't have any pictures of yourself, that mentality like prevents you from being in any photos, then you're gonna like have a ton of regret when you look back on your life and go, oh, I don't have any memories of me doing things with my kids.
Like, get some therapy, have some good self-talk, have friends that support you and are gonna tell you like, hey, you got this, let me take a photo.
And also
you're looking good.
And I would say like realize that it's okay to not feel 100% secure all the time. Everyone feels that way. It's not just you, and it's fine to have a bad day, and it's fine to have a good day. You know, like if you're feeling yourself and you think you look great, like, feel it. That's awesome. I don't know. I think that kind of what helped me a little bit is that representations of women in media have changed so much over the years. Like when we were kids, like you never saw like normal women. Like everyone, all the actresses were like thin and like beautiful and like
Twiggy and like heroin chic.
Exactly.
What the fuck was
that? The first plus size
on Project Runway?
No. Oh. Girl at the
Playboy?
Like, Playboy. The first plus size Playboy girl is out.
Now? Finally.
Listen. She's not plus size.
She's like a size six.
Giant boobs.
Oh. Wait, don't they all have
she's I think she's a size
like 8,
12 or 14 even. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Plus size.
But models.
Models for sure.
Yeah.
But her pictures?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I need to look this up now.
Big boobs. Yeah. It's just big boobs.
That's what I was just going to say is like they're like, she's a size 14. She's a plus size model. And it's like, but size 14 is average for women.
It's like
that's 12 and 14 average, is like a normal woman. And so when you say plus size model, yeah, she's plus size for a model because most models are size 00.
Right.
I think having different representations of different sizes of women, like in movies and like in media and in culture and like making clothes, like that's something that I always actually like on Project Runway, whenever someone had to do like a real body challenge or whatever, where it's like, we're going to just bring in regular women and you have to design for them. And the designers in like past seasons would be so fucking like snooty about like, oh, well, she's just like got wide hips and she's this. And it's not normally like the type of woman that I dress. And like the lines are all different because the thing about like models.
Bodies are all different and models are like bones.
But the thing about like the thing about design and fashion and like models is that they are so stick skinny because like there's certain silhouettes that look good on that type of body. And those are like the types of silhouettes that designers like to design.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you get a real woman in there, like you have to just kind of rethink the way that you design clothes to like fit that body type. Mm-hmm. And designers would get really uppity about it. But then when they started doing this thing where they were bringing in plus size models and people were just adapting and they're like, yeah, I want to make clothes for like women who are normal. And I want like normal women to feel good and look good and wear things that are cute and stylish. And I was like, yes, Project Runway. Mm-hmm. I was so excited because I just think that's important for people to see because that's like where a lot of insecurity comes from, comparison.
Right.
A lot of it.
Like if you grew up on an island and there were no other women, you'd never seen another woman in your whole life, would you be insecure? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
we compare to each other all the time.
Yeah.
As well, you know.
Like little girls don't walk around going like, I look fat. I look weird. I don't want to wear this swimsuit.
Only if their parents are saying that.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, like, they kind of start getting older and they hear their parents talking about it and, like, oh, I don't want to be in the picture because I look fat, or I don't want to wear a swimsuit because I look fat. And then they start, like, absorbing that and putting that on themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. It's taught.
I think it is. Yeah. I think a lot of it's taught. I think a lot of it's through comparison, like, society, because like I was saying, if you didn't know, even with body hair, like I used to get really self-conscious about like my leg hair.
I remember the first time I shaved.
Yeah.
And it was because I was like, because
your
bus.
Friends were giving you shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was on a bus and some kid was like, your legs are so hairy. And I like looked at my legs and I was like, are they? And I was like,
are they not supposed to be?
They are. And so I went home and tried to shave myself.
You like
made a million
legs. Yeah, I just like murdered my legs, filled the bathtub with blood. Yeah. Uh-huh. My mom was like, we're going to the emergency room. No, she didn't. But I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you're a baby.
I did have really hairy legs. That guy was right.
I think it was like 9 or 10.
Yeah. Like
I might have been like a little older.
I just have really dark hair.
I do,
I think.
Yeah,
and like,
I do too.
I'd really love it if I had blonde leg hair.
But but the thing there is like you didn't think that until someone told you.
No,
like it didn't occur to you that was a problem until someone told you it was a problem. And
totally.
Like women used to not shave their legs. Like honestly, the whole thing that started like the shaving craze with women and removing all your body hair was because it was a marketing campaign. Like razor companies were trying to, they were like, okay, well we have like a certain market and it's men and like, not all men want to be clean shaven. And so like our sales are dropping. And so now what? Oh, let's like let's make up this whole thing that women need to remove their body hair so we can start marketing razors to women. And like, that's basically how women
and
started
we'll
shaving
them.
Their legs.
And we'll
seriously.
And we'll make them pink and charge them twice as much.
Yeah, the pink tax.
Bullshit. It's all bullshit.
It is nice though when your legs are all shaven.
It does feel good, especially.
But
with,
I'm
like,
sure it feel really nice.
On.
Oh yeah. You know when it's like it's been too many days and you put tights on, and you're like, this just hurts all day.
You gotta get past that. You gotta get to the point where your hair is long enough that it lays flat.
Yeah, I need that.
No, I was gonna say like when you first shave your legs, you're like, this feels great, and then the next day it's all prickly and you're
like, it's
like
an
ew.
Hour later and I'm like, yeah. Already prickly.
A breeze and in the house like, and you're like, oh,
what?
There they are.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Hairs.
Yeah. And then there's a couple days where they're still prickly and you're like, oh, this is uncomfortable and itchy, and then you like ride that and then it gets
and then
long
it gets
and then
soft.
You're like,
no.
Let it
like,
go.
Alex, come touch this.
Let it go.
Look how weird it is.
Exactly. Let it go. So I guess to wrap up the answer to that question, you just take it day by day.
Every day.
Sometimes you have a bad day. Sometimes you have a good
day. Every
day
is different.
And then I just usually try to remind myself that it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, like, if I'm a size 12 and not a size 6, like, it, unless I'm, like, really unhealthy and it's, and I need to lose weight because I'm diabetic or some pre-diabetic or something, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, like, what size I am. And so trying to, like, shift your mindset. But then also more representations of different sizes of women in media is helpful too.
Yeah, totally.
Let's get to our mansplaining moment. So this mansplaining moment, hey, you two.
Sorry.
Knock it off.
Sorry.
God, you guys are like
teenagers with cheese.
Flirting, cheese flirting across the table.
Got the chills. Like the goosebumps are like real right now. My nipples are very hard. I don't know why.
Because it's 20 degrees.
Because it's cold.
That's
cold and there's cheese.
Yeah. Okay. That's accurate.
Okay. So this mansplaining moment is from Amanda. Brought to you by Amanda.
Balsamic.
And balsamic vinegar. She is from Amanda's Pick Show A Go-Go podcast. It's a movie podcast. So she writes in and says, I posted on Facebook from my Amanda's Picture Show podcast account about the anniversary release date of Casablanca earlier this week. It was given a wide release in January 1943, but it's considered a 1942 movie, so I went with the November 1942 date. When I released an episode on the movie in time for the 75th anniversary last year, there were no issues. I asked in the post for people to share their favorite scenes, and people did. Yay, audience interaction. That's how I feel whenever anyone comments on any of our Facebooks. I'm like, oh my God, people listen. What? What's happening?
There's someone out there.
Interaction.
Hi, all 12 people.
Okay, so then she continues, but that all ground to a halt when a male former guest, that's right, he has been on the podcast before, commented with, actually, well, actually, it had its world premiere on this day in 1942. It wasn't released until January 23rd, 1943. Really? Yep, he did a real-life mansplaining actually at me. So I womansplained right back to him about how I do my research and why the 1942 date is what I went by. He has not responded.
Shut down.
Good. Hold it up there.
Seriously. But also, I think she sent this in a while ago, so if he has responded to you since then, like, please let us know. I want to know what his response is. I was going to say, too, like, I guess this is just kind of a tip for the men out there. Like, if you're reading through, like, comments on a podcast that you like or you're looking at something and you think there might be a factual error, don't, well, actually, just say, oh, hey, like, I thought that the movie wasn't released until blah, blah, blah date. And then let the person go, oh,
you're right.
It was released on this date, but the world premiere was this date. So, like, that's why I chose that. Mm-hmm. Like, don't present it as a well, actually, because that fucking,
let
like, immediately makes us stabby.
Yeah.
Ask a question. Or, like, maybe before you start, like, just launching in, like, look it up. Like, look up the information and go, oh, okay, like, now I can see, like, why
that she made this choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for writing in.
Thanks, Amanda.
I'm sorry you got publicly mansplained, but I'm glad that you publicly womansplained right back. That's beautiful.
Yep. Keep sending in those mansplaining moments. You can text, call, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however you'd like.
Yep. And send us your questions as well.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Later.
Bye.